on-deck business loans for up to $250,000. Funding possible the same business day. Go to ondeck.com.au today.
Dwayne's World with Dwayne Russell.
Got a few texts coming through today. One here, Essendon at 2-2. Nobody would have got within 5 goals of Port last week. They've kicked 100 points twice and were close in Sydney until very late in the game. They knocked off St Kilda. St Kilda should be under more pressure than the Bombers. Put the noose away, Bomber fans. Thanks for that, Pies supporter. More pressure on the Dogs against Essendon as they have beaten them 9 out of the last 10 encounters. Another one here, so sick of North Melbourne getting a hard fixture. Always have to play teams better than them. Another here, due to the uneven draw of the AFL fixture. It's a no-brainer that there'd be a wild card round. The longer you can keep more teams involved without the season being over, the better. And that's exactly why I think it's a no-brainer to have a wild card round. Keep your votes coming on the Dwayne's World X feed, the Twitter feed, and we'll let you know how the vote's travelling at the moment. I'll let you know very shortly, in fact, how it's running. I think the no to a wild card round is running at a higher percentage than the yes to a wild card round, but we'll let you know the numbers shortly. Frank Panisi, General Manager of the Football of the Melbourne Storm, has been good enough to join us to talk a little bit of Storm, and they're going okay at the moment. Frank, welcome back to you.
Great to be back on, Dwayne.
Yeah, you are going okay, aren't you? You had a narrow win against the Broncos, tight win. Did you play sort of 80% at your best? How did that one transpire?
No, well, it was a high-quality game. It was a very high-scoring game, 34-32, and the lead kept changing a number of times during the game. You know, and it's interesting. A lot of the neutrals that watched the game considered it one of the games of the season so far and one of the most more entertaining games over the last 12 months or so. So it was a high-quality game. We're not pleased conceding 32 points. That was probably disappointing, but given the nature of the game, it was a quick game and we did score 34 points against last year's grand final. You've got to look at the positives there, Dwayne.
Mm. And you're playing a team that's also coming off a win last week.
Interesting. The Bulldogs, look, they're a club that's been rebuilding the last few years. Has been well documented up in Sydney. They've won actually two of the last three, Dwayne. They beat the Titans, a big win a couple of weeks ago. Just got beaten by Souths on Good Friday, and then last week had a really good win against the Roosters. So they come down with a little bit of, more than a little bit of confidence for two reasons. They're playing well, and they're the last team to beat us on Amy Park just 4 months ago when they beat us. So they know how to win here, we have to be at our best to make sure that we get the 2 points.
And you've got an early start for this game tomorrow night. It's a Friday night game, but it's a 6 o'clock start for those heading down to Amy Park, so a warning, just get there a little earlier than you might expect.
Yeah, look, it's the unusual time. Look, it's been going for a while, the 6 o'clock Friday night. Usually in season, it's not a great time, but being school holidays, you know, the last day of school holidays, it's probably a great time. I'm sure the weather's going to be kind to us tomorrow, and the crowds have been great. We've had over 20,000 to our first three home games, so it'd be fantastic to get close to that as well. So on a Friday night, two good teams playing. We're just about at full strength, and a good crowd would be very handy.
How do you have that discussion about winning but playing entertaining football as well? Is that a discussion in rugby league? Is that a discussion at the Storm, or is it simply win and the crowds will come anyway?
Well, it's people's philosophies, Joan. I mean, you ask most people, and I looked at, and I think someone was actually saying to me the other day, if you're a Storm supporter and you've come to three home games, you've got three quality games, but you've also got three exciting games. But in that as well, we had 8-0 game against last year's Premiers, the current reigning champs for the last 3 years, Penrith Panthers, 8-0, which is a low-scoring game. But that was incredibly entertaining as well. But then you get last Friday night when there's 66 points scored in a game between the other grand final, the Broncos and ourselves. So, yeah, it's probably hard to work out in such a close period of time. You can have such vast differences in the points. Someone like Craig Bellamy probably summed it up well. Craig's a very defensive orientated man who, you know, he wants that low scoring on the defence side. So, you know, ask him, the 8-0 round one was a far better win than the 34-32. But look, I think generally speaking across the board, people like to see tries. And that's what they want to see. So they got plenty of entertainment last Thursday night.
Do they also come regardless of who's on the park for you? There's a lot of Ryan Pappenhausen fans out there. I presume that the players pull a crowd too?
Absolutely they do. And especially the players you mentioned. Ryan Pappenhausen is an exciting player who, you know, when he touches the ball, something could happen all the time. The same with Cameron Munster. So those players, you know, people want to see those players, and sometimes on the opposition as well, you know, the quality players. And, you know, the Bulldogs have got a couple of themselves. I mean, one player we know really well, Josh Adakara, two-time premiership player with our football club. Well, you won't get a quicker player in the NRL than Josh, and hopefully he doesn't get too much open space tomorrow night. But he's a player that people love to watch because of his speed. And the other player they've got is Matt Burton, who they got from the Penrith Panthers. He can put up kicks in the air, the high kicks, and no one else can do that. They just spiral. And people actually like to see those things because it's a bit of an X factor and something different. So, yeah, you're right, Dwayne. Players like that have got X factor, definitely draw more people in. And we've got quite a few on the park tomorrow night.
And we've been talking a bit about the AFL circles, how I think there's a number of teams now defying gravity. Sydney Swans seem to be able to do it. The Cats seem to be able to do it, even though it's only early this season. The great clubs tend to be able to retain players like an Errol Gordon on a lower number. Is it the same in rugby league, Frank? Great franchises, great clubs might actually be able to defy gravity because people want to play for them even for lesser numbers?
Generally speaking, yes, and especially with your key marquee players, it's very hard to get those players out of the big clubs. And thankfully, over history, it shows with us, with our big three and Cameron Smith, Billy Slater and Cooper Cronk, you know, they played all their career here, bar Cooper Cronk, his last years at the Roosters, and we're seeing with our current crop. So for marquee players, you're right, but I think it's the other players that are difficult to keep because they can earn far more money because of the success they've had with their club, and they get offered money that it's very, very difficult to say no to, especially the second time. They might knock them back the first time and re-sign for less to stay and for more team success, but at the end of the day, those type of players, you know, they're just, wouldn't say your marquee players, but your good NRL players, they're very hard to keep because the clubs that are looking for more success, they're the ones that usually offer those players a lot more money.
And can you report that you're off to Vegas next year? You had that confirmed or not?
No, not at this stage, Dwayne. We're obviously, we'd like to, and we've certainly put our bid saying that we'd like to be considered. So we'll just have to wait and see. I don't think the NRL have come out and said, they will announce it sometime in May, so hopefully it's close to early May rather than late May. But, you know, we ourselves and Penrith have been mooted in the press as being two very strong candidates. So whether the NRL think that or not, not too sure, Dwayne. We'll just have to wait and see. But anyway, our name's in the hat. We'll give it a best shot. If we get there, it'll be fantastic. If we don't, well, I'm sure we'll enjoy wherever we go.
Would being the so they'll make the announcement regardless. In a couple of weeks. So regardless of where you are on the ladder or is the type of footy you're playing or is it just the fact that it would be good to have the team with Melbourne on the moniker there?
Well, you think the latter, but having said that too, I think we'd probably tick a few boxes in the first couple of things you said about where we are on the ladder and the style of football that we're playing and the games we've been involved in. Like some of our games this year have been as good as you've seen. The Penrith game, as I mentioned, the Warriors game with Xavier Coates scoring one of the tries of the last decade. Those things certainly help. Penrith, obviously, through their success over the last few years, and ourselves as well. So you think that's going to come into the equation as well. But as I said, I don't really know their criteria on how they're going to do it. I'm sure they've got a criteria. But, you know, given all those facts, you would like to think that teams like Penrith and us would be strong candidates to be considered.
Frank, great to have you on the program. For those people who want to get there tomorrow night, early start, 6 o'clock, Storm v Bulldogs, should be a ripper. Great to have you, Frank. Let's hope you get 20,000 plus again.
Yeah, love to see as many people there, Dwayne. Thanks for your support.
Frank Panisi, Melbourne Storm General Manager of Football, joining us. Still to come on the Barclay Smokehouse Ham Lunch Menu. Dermot Brereton to join us after 2 o'clock. Tom Brown as well, young gun from the Tigers to join us. So the X poll is up. Do we need a top 10 final system in the AFL, given the dead rubbers that a lot of people think we're going to have? Yes, running at 16%, no, running at 83%. So pretty much a large proportion wanting the status quo, just a top 8, not a top 10. Keep your votes coming. Plenty still to come after the break. Dwayne Dort for On Deck Business Loans, funding possible the same business day. Hey, Drew in Red Hill, you're on the line late. I promise we'll get to you straight after the break. Midday Madness. Promise you call, you get on for the first 2 hours. I won't squeeze you after the news. We'll get you on straight up.